You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Back we are, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanted to do that for a long time with Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. Billy Goldenberg's music, and Billy Goldenberg did the music for one of the scariest television movies ever, 1971 Steven Spielberg's first feature, Duel. Then it went to Broadway and didn't do well at all. 3 months is all. Dorothy Loudon. But the television series had Maureen Stapleton. She was never better. On Broadway, Vince Gardenia played the Al Rossi part, made famous by Charles Durning on television. And Alan and Marilyn Bergman with those great lyrics. The music of the stars. Rondo, High Noon, Central, and all over the world, civicmedia.us, and podcasts. The podcast, same address, civicmedia.us. Look for shows. There we are. There are still ballrooms out there. There are still people dancing the night away, or as long as the night lasts, anyway. Ah, you had to be there. Remember the introduction by the announcer, something like, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Coast to Coast Network presents for your listening and dancing pleasure from the beautiful Hotel Astor Roof, high atop New York, blah, 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 blah."
In downtown Plunkettville, the Pumpkin Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone.
Loving you has made me bananas.
Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You close your cover before striking. Your father had the sugar blues. Loving you has made me bananas.
Yeah, you had to be there. Early New Year's morning, 1937, at the Paramount Theater in New York. It's bitter cold out there. You're waiting for the doors to open, and you're praying that maybe the truant officer would not single you out from the thousands of all the high school students stretched out and around the block. You're 10th in line. Yeah, you're going to get a seat. Front row center, you hope. And you get in and you stretch your neck at the movie screen. Now it's too close for the movies, but perfect for Benny Goodman. It's not the movie you came to see. It's Benny Goodman, and you've been freezing since 6:30 in the morning, waiting for the doors to open at high noon. Finally, a mad rush down the center aisle in that perfect seat, just four from the middle of the first row. That's close enough. And the theater gets dark, and the newsreel, trouble in China, unrest in Ethiopia, and then the latest styles in ladies' hats. There's a Pete Smith special. 93 minutes of a feature film you'll have to see nine times before you have to go. And then it's the end, and then the curtain closes. The lights go up, then they go down again, and the last of four Milky Ways goes down your gullet, and then you hear it. Benny Goodman's theme song, Let's Dance. Thank you. Benny Goodman, not much to look at. He looked like a dentist more than a jazz musician. But this man was in control, I want you to know. Like I said, you had to be there. That's Harry James. And now the kids get out of their chairs. They're dancing in the aisle. There's Benny, King Porter's Stomp. That's Jelly Roll Morton, and here is the national anthem of jazz. Louis Prima wrote it. Keeley Smith does the honors. Music of the Star.
Swing, swing, everybody start to swing, light it up, oh, now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 everybody start to swing, light it up, oh, now you're singing with a swing. When that music goes around, everybody goes to town, but here's something you should know, oh, baby, whoa, ho, ho. Swing, 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 everybody start to swing, la-di-da, whoa, now you're singing with a swing. Ba-da-ba-doom-da-da-doo-doo-doo, ba-da-ba-ba-doo-li-da-da-da. Ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da.
Buckles all in place, panel? Good. Will you come in, Mystery Challenger, and sign in, please? As you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we go to a different form of questioning. This is principally for Mr. Andrews, who may be unfamiliar with it. You ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise, and we'll begin it with Dana Andrews.
I take it you're in the entertainment business.
Well, rather, I think I am.
Miss Kilgallen?
What was that? I think he said yes.
He said yes.
Are you known primarily for your work in motion pictures?
No, not in motion pictures.
One down and nine to go, Mr. Sir.
Have you ever distinguished yourself in some kind of athletic endeavor?
Not in public, really, no. Not in public.
Two down and eight to go, Miss Francis.
Do you perform in any musical way?
Occasionally, yes, I do.
Mr. Andrews?
Have you appeared on the Broadway stage?
Oh, long, long time ago.
Miss Kilgallen?
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Sir?
Would you be known as the leader of some kind of a musical aggregation?
Yes, I think I'm called the leader of an aggregation.
Miss Francis?
Is it possible that you might have appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival?
Well, you so-and-so.
What?
Yes, I did.
You did. You were keen.
Let's have a conference.
Shall I go
Darlene?
On?
You were there.
Yes, you might.
Shall I take a guess?
Sure, take a guess.
Is it Benny Goodman?
Yes.
I don't think I got my voice low enough.
He sounded like Louis Armstrong.
I thought he did beautifully there. I thought he sounded like a Texas oil man there for a while.
He didn't sound like a clarinet at all.
I tell you, that was harder than playing a clarinet, too.
Well, the most recently recorded history of your many, many comings and goings, all to the benefit of mankind and very often your nation, the Newport Jazz Festival. I think Arlene was there.
Oh, I was, and he was marvelous. You were just great, Benny. I didn't get a chance to tell you.
But even more important, and I think it gives us a little opportunity, and I think the folks at home and you all here in the theater would be interested. I know, Ben, that you went over to the Brussels Fair. In fact, you were just about the first of the show business people to go over to the Brussels Fair and took your gang over. And I would very much like to know what you think of, one, the fair as a whole, and two, because I think this needs to be put in perspective, what you think of our pavilion over there.
Well, John, I thought the fair was magnificent as a whole, and the theater where we played, of course, is a beautiful theater. I think it's one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. And as far as the exhibits in the theater... I don't know. I don't think I'd be a good judge of that. I suppose, depending upon what you wanted to show, there could be so many things we could show in America. And I gather they took the point of view that they had so much to show, they wouldn't show too much at all.
But how do you think of it comparatively, Ben? Because there's been a lot of, turmoil about this. I believe that the distinguished senator from New Hampshire, on the occasion of a letter received from a constituent, said we'd done an awful job. And yet, on the other hand, we read in the papers, and some people who've been over there think that it's a beautiful pavilion. What do you think of it? Do you think we've done well, or just medium, or we've done badly?
Well, as I said, I think the pavilion is beautiful, and the theater is. I really think we could have used more imagination as far as what we showed there. No doubt about that.
Well, this is what we were looking for, because I think it's something that we all ought to have some opinions on. And I trust you won't mind. I saw it a week before it opened, and I thought our pavilion was magnificent, and that the Russian pavilion was the kind of thing we could have done very easily if we hadn't used imagination, and that we did use imagination. So there you are. Thanks very much for being our guest. It's wonderful to have had you with us, sir.
Thank you very much.
You
Lionel Hampton from Sturtevant. Come, there's no monument there.
If you ain't got that swing, don't need a thing. All you got to do is sing. I like my rhythm, sweetheart. Yeah. Boy, give that music everything you got. Yeah. Cause it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Shoo-bop-a-dop, yeah. Come on, man.
Lionel Hampton, he grew up in Chicago, well, his early years anyway. Then he came to Sturtevant at the old Holy Rosary Academy. And today that academy is later on St. Bonaventure. It's on the site of the prison that's there now. There was a nun, Sister Petra, recognized Lionel's talent. Told him to keep practicing. I want to feature more of the big bands over the years, starting out with Benny. King of Swing. And I promised to look up Cy Mann, who writes our theme song. That's all. But I can't find anything that Cy did beside Christmas. Leonard Bernstein, Mac David, and Brooke Benton. Walk on the Wild Side.
Sinner, hear what I'm saying. Sinner, you've been swinging, not praying. One day of prayer and 6 nights of fun. The odds against going to heaven, 6-1. Nights of fun. The odds against going to heaven, 6-1. You better cross over. You better walk humble, or you're gonna stumble. And Satan is waiting to take your hand. You walk on the wild side. You walk on the wild side, away from the promised land. One day of praying and 6 nights of fun. The odds against going to heaven, 6-1. Odds against going to heaven, 6-1.
Brooke Benton. Elmer Gantry.
And mother, you can't say your psalms and look at God through the bottom of a beer mug now, can you? And you, brother. You can't go to church on Sunday and cheat at business on Monday. No. We're coming back to you, God. We're coming back to the old-time religion. What is religion? Religion is love. And love is the morning and the evening star. Love, the eternal, glorious music maker. Love, not the carnal, but the divine love.
Brothers, sisters, listen to what I say. Moaning and groaning won't drive those blues away. Lift up your voices and sing. You know you've all done wrong, you sinners, drop everything. And let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about and let the Lord hear you shout. Call the music right out and sing, you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, well, sing, you sinners. Well, up until now, I've been asking you sinners to sing, but if you can't sing, dance. Come on, band, swing!
sinners drop everything, let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing, sing you sinners, just wave your arms all about, let the Lord hear you shout, pour that music right out, sing you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by that river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you wanna be saved, sing you sinners.
Lloyd Keating in the orchestra, Sing You Sinner. Alan.
Day morning at 10:15, I see my favorite vending machine. It stands there waiting and percolating, just making coffee. The other morning at coffee time, I sidled over, put in my dime, I pushed the button, but out came nothing. I want my coffee. One button says with sugar, one button says with cream. Then there's a mystery button, it splashes your suit with steam. Then at an angle, one cup came down. I watched it dangle, it made me frown. I cried in vain there, but down the drain there went all my coffee. Machines have downs, machines have ups. Next day one dime paid for 18 cups. I just kept drinking, I stood there thinking, that's too much coffee. And that's not all that seems so strange. It also gave me $9 change. I said, that's funny, that's too much money. It said, shut up and drink your coffee or I'll give you more steam. It can make more than coffee. It makes hot soup and tea. And if it really likes you, a mixture of all three. That poor machine, it went berserk from coffee nerves and overwork. It's in a lump now, in the city dump now, still.
No more of my dough, no more of my dough, no more of my dough, dear. Westchester Hadassah, I gave all my dough. I'll give you one more thing, a definite no. Westchester Hadassah, I'm doing my best. Enclosed is $1. I'll owe you the rest. Remember that raffle when you gave your Monster Bazaar? I bought all the tickets, all but one, and that was the one that won the car. Westchester Hadassah, how wrong can you be? I'm not even Jewish. Stop pestering me. No more of my dough. No more of my dough. No more of my dough. D-O, dough, dough.
Alan Sherman. He had one hit only. That's the Hello Mother, Hello Father. Nothing else he ever did sold. But there is a show in Chicago dedicated to his life. Elmer Bernstein, The Magnificent Seven. Francis Albert.
Underneath the frozen earth at Hyde Park today, a great man had a birthday, and the little path that leads down to his grave was narrow and cold. On earth, this man walked a path that was wide and warm. Whole nations were lined up on either side, and they felt the warmth, and so did lots of us little people. I, for one, thought the world of this man. I think he was a magnificent human being. I suppose he had his share of human weakness, but he sure had more than his share of human strength. What I admired most about him was the way he had of making every American feel welcome here. Yes, it's his birthday today, and I only wish he could be with us tonight to kind of ask you to chip into the March of Dimes, his own personal cause. But then I know you'll get in there and pitch anyway. Because when it comes to protecting a little tot from infantile paralysis, the great crippler, you probably feel as strongly as FDR did. So, neighbors, I wonder if you wouldn't mind so much tonight if we sing Mr. Roosevelt's favorite song. Axel?
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, after all, what can an antelope say?
Steve Lauren.
Somewhere west of Pecos, there's a cowboy that's hep. He used to be an Icky without any pep, singing mighty sadly of his home on the range. Now he does it boogie-woogie, and man, what a change. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and the deer and the antelope play all day. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, shoot the halter to me, Walter, boy. He used to punch the cattle and plunk his guitar, 'cause he'd never heard about A to the Bar. He went down to Memphis and he got on the beat, and now his horse is prancing with boogie feet. Whoa, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, his old pinto's alive, and he jumps to the jive. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, shoot the saddle to me, pinto boy. Artist on the radio now, drawing down a thousand per for showing him how. But if he lost his pinto, he'd be knocked off his feet, 'cause he's got to have him with him to give him the beat. Whoa, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, he's a killer, it's true, when they're jamming to do. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, shoot the ranger to me, silver boy. Take it easy, Silver. Look out for that buffalo.
Music of the Stars. Now stand by. CBS News. And the real stuff. And back for two more hours on most of these Civic Media radio network stations. Thank you. 'em up, partner.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.